welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. Welcome to my podcast. I have had so many questions in my Instagram inbox about mood swings and tantrums and omega-3 fish oil. Why isn't omega-3 fish oil for everybody? And pyrrole disorder. So let's just dive into it. I want to create this podcast about pyrrole disorder because it's been such a huge wake-up call for me to understand how massive this missing link is when it comes to behavioral disorders, when it comes to mood swings in women, behavioral disorders in kids, sensitivity in kids, and irritation, and these behaviors that we just cannot explain. Who would have thought that this is a underlying biochemical root cause that no one's looking for? And it's actually strange because one of the most experienced experts in this field, Dr. Albert Mensa, he runs Mensa Medical in Chicago, and he's a very experienced MD, and he is talking about this when he talks about autism and when he talks about mood instability and even underlying psychiatric disorders, which I'm not going to cover today. I'm genetically disposed, so I have pyrrole disorder. It's totally regulated, and Mensa is my doctor and a personal friend as well. Both of my children are born with it. So what do you need to know about pyrrole disorder? Let's talk about what it is and what some of the signs are that you have pyrrole disorder. So pyrrole disorder is actually a very wise, it's a super good, super intelligent mechanism in the body designed to make us ready to cope with stress. And so it heightens our alertness. It increases our sensitivity to light. It increases our fight or flight mechanism. So it is a ready to fight or flight mechanism. And what it does is that it's a, some people call it mood disorder, some people call it cryptopyrolia. I'm not sure how you pronounce that in English, actually. But it's an abnormality in the hemoglobin synthesis, and it is unfortunately very common in people with Irish, English, or Scandinavian descent. And so the story is that it's the Vikings and the populations that had to go out and battle a lot, that needed this sensitivity, all the redheads, all the light-skinned, who also anecdotally are more prone to aggression, more feisty, more prone to mood swings and aggression. Now, this is, of course, a very broad perspective, but from an ancestral point of view, it's interesting to look into the genetics as well. But no matter what, so William Walsh, who's a researcher and a doctor who's got a massive database and a non-profit research organization where he's been studying these protocols and these underlying biotypes in autism, ADHD, bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety and depression. And one of the main, the common features, one of the biotypes is pyrrole disorder. And so it's a intolerance to stress, this syndrome. But it's not only the Scandinavians and the Irish and the English that's in trouble here and problem who has problems here. So what Mensa says is that more and more people from high stress cities or populations, so for example in Asia, but also more and more parents, women, high achievers, high performers, come up with symptoms of pyrrole disorder because it's a stress disorder. It's an acute, it can be an acute state in the body as well. And what it does is that it actually has an affinity for B6 and for zinc. And one of the things that you can do is that you can supplement with B6 and zinc. So that should be monitored by a really good practitioner who can test you and then give you a protocol and then test you again. So it can be tricky to try and treat these things by yourself. But let's just look into some of the signs that you might have this going on for you. So it's something that's linked to alcoholism, it's linked to hyperactivity, learning disabilities, autism, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, Down syndrome. And it's often linked to light sensitivity. It's linked to some of these, or a lot of these pyrrole disorder patients show up with white spots on their nails, and they're very sensitive to texture and to change and to lights. And they have nausea in the morning. They don't really want to eat in the morning. They are very pale, and they have digestive issues and sometimes joint and skin issues as well. So this sensitivity to noise and light and mood swings and this sense of being overly dramatic, and that's what's linked to the redheads and the Vikings and the anecdotal, the ancestral part of this picture. So back to the B6 and zinc. And one of the things that's really, really, really important is that when the body is depleted from B6 and zinc, and when pyrrole disorder is part of your underlying root cause for your mood swings or in your child, you must understand that you need to educate yourself. If your child or yourself have pyrrole disorder, omega-3 in the form of fish oil will and can exacerbate the symptoms, or the behavioral, or the mood swings, the increased oxidative stress even. If you take fish oil, it can exacerbate all those problems for you or your child. Same thing with fasting. So let's wind that back for a second. So any protocol that any practitioner will recommend a mom who's got a child with behavioral or disorders, or anybody who's handing out fish oil to people who are struggling with mood disorders, are not being responsible, or they are not informed, and they might end up making you worse. This is really important that we get this word out, that you spread this word, you spread this podcast, because I've been talking to some of the most well-respected psychiatrists in this world, and they did not know that pyrrole disorder existed. So this is not common knowledge yet. Go and research it, and also do check out my show notes and links, and go to my webpage, ninkasdetox.com. Write to me on Facebook if you want to talk about this and you want more information, and go and check out everything that Mensa Medical has been writing about pyrrole disorder and mood disorders. This affects GABA, it affects serotonin, so mood control, appetite, sleep. It affects dopamine, which is then again affects the ability to stay motivated and your perception of the world and your rewards, your feelings of reward and purpose in life. And it also affects norepinephrine, which can trigger anxiety and some types of depression. So going out and taking B6 and zinc. So zinc, you can get that in small dosages. You can get that for children as well. But B6 comes in different forms. It comes in a highly bioavailable form, which is called P5P. But some people have adverse reactions to P5P. They get nauseous or they feel worse. They get more mood swings. And so B6 in a pure form might be the way to go. But still, I would always suggest that you work with a practitioner who knows what he or she is doing. But some practitioners have had very significant results with a dosage of about 200 to 800 milligrams. Do not go out and experiment yourself. This is not a diagnosis or a recommendation or anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner. I'm just a mom talking to other moms and parents and women out there about what research is out there. So I'm not taking any responsibility for any effects or side effects or adverse effects of following any of the research that I'm handing to you here. But in combination with zinc, it can be between 25 and 100 milligrams daily. That can have an effect if the mood swings are related to pyrrole disorder. I also want to say that this pyrrole disorder expression can be linked to your diet. So if you're eating a poor diet, full of processed foods, full of vegetable oils which are highly inflammatory, do not eat them, do not use them, do not buy sunflower oil or canola oil or soy oil or corn oil or cotton oil or whatever you can think of, grapeseed oil, highly, highly inflammatory. Same goes for sugar, gluten, dairy. All the grains that are highly inflammatory can cause problems with your digestion and intestinal permeability, so also called leaky gut. And so patients that present with this condition also sometimes present with pyrrole disorder. And it's really important to heal the gut and address the gut before you do anything. Because even if your gut is compromised, taking supplements won't work anyway. So other things that you can consider and things that you might have a depletion in, where if this is your problem, is magnesium, is manganese, which you cannot take without a practitioner's involvement, because manganese can cause serious side effects from a psychiatric, psychological, behavioral perspective. So do not take manganese without involving a practitioner. Pyrrole disorder is often linked to a lack in biotin and vitamin C, and glutathione can help, and essential fatty acids. Now note, I said fish oil is not a good idea for these people. But fish and shellfish, really good idea. So do eat fish, do eat shellfish. Yes, some bigger, larger forms of fish can have high amounts of heavy metals and be toxic. But not eating fish is more unhealthy than eating fish. And so just go for the sustainably caught and wild and smaller fish, sorts of fish. I don't know what you would call it, sorts of fish. Yeah, I think that's a correct pronunciation. And then take evening primrose oil instead of fish oil. So fish oil, you know, that's not a natural form of omega-3. We are designed to get fish, shellfish, and wild caught fish, so go for that instead. And grass-fed omega-3 from animals that have had a great and good life. So again, before you rush out and do a test, a cryptopyrrole test to see if you are on this spectrum, please do address your foundation first. Diet, getting outside, go for walks every day, eat cooked and cooled vegetables in all the colors of the rainbow, cut down on gluten, eliminate gluten and dairy and sugar and processed foods and inflammatory vegetable oils, eat real whole organic food, and rest at night and go to bed early, sleep in a dark room, don't be on your phone just before bedtime, don't allow your children to be on the phone and watch TV just before bedtime. So back to basics, because when you fix your foundation, when you restore your body, you will know whether you even need a test or not. Your body and your child's behavior might balance itself out just by fixing the foundation. So always keep in mind, what would the native Indians do? What would the original indigenous tribes do? They're outside, they're hunting, they're naked in the sun, they're connecting with their family, they're letting children hang around with the elders, they're fishing and hunting and eating in season, and they are living a life in sync with and respect and harmony with the cycles and rhythm of nature, and they're walking around bare feet on the ground. So those are free tips, and those are your first steps. And don't ever believe anybody who tells you that there's a protocol or a supplement, a one size fits all, that will work for everybody, because that's simply not true. No protocols, no systems, whatever it's medical medium, SCD diets, low oxalate diets, or juicing, or vegan, or keto, or whatever people come up with to try and fix symptoms from a protocol-based point of view, you need to know from your inner place of wisdom that you are way too unique for that, and so is your child. So, if you liked this podcast, please give it a rating, subscribe so you know when I'm going on live again on this podcast, and make sure that you are notified every time. You can always DM me in Instagram and on my Facebook page. Facebook is Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen. It's my official page in there. On Instagram, I'm Ninka's Detox, and I post stories every day and I share all my best tips there every day. Just contact me. Let's have a conversation and let's spread the word. And thank you so much for being part of my tribe.